are you all seeing and how you all can get off the field driving 75 or more?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, the two big drives that they had, the one time we had 12 men on the field on special teams there, we came back and we didn't respond real well. You know, that part's not like us, okay? It doesn't matter where or how many plays you do. The thing is, what we talk about from day one is the grit and the mindset. You got an opportunity to come back on the field and play one more play, man, and let's do it well. And the second half really was disappointing. From a standpoint, we were up about two scores, I believe, and so we were playing really kind of a zone coverage, you know, not trying to allow, you know, an explosive play on us. And I thought our tackling in that period of time, which you were there at the game, was very, very poorly done. And if we do some of those checkdowns, we perform much better, and we have addressed that issue.
Deion, how's he looking in the middle as a young guy, you know, going home to play for his folks?
Well, that's what I told him today. Matter of fact, I said, well, how many tickets are you going to buy? About 150 or something like that. Mindset, remember, we're going on a business trip. And he's real professional. He's a very mature young man. I think he'll handle it well. I thought last week he did a really nice job. You know, not only did he play on defense, he played some special teams reps on the punt team, which is a coverage unit. When I looked at the film, I thought he did outstanding in that area. He's doing a nice job. I think, you know, his partner there, Campbell, was out, and it was good that he was there with a veteran player with Weatherspoon. I thought Weatherspoon played really well, made some plays for us, and we were pleased with his performance.
And Neil, having him, you know, our coach let us know if he's playing and stuff, but getting him back, how does that
Well, we're excited about it. You know, he's a really, really good player, and how he progresses the rest of the week, we'll find out. I think Coach Quinn addressed that issue, but he's been in all the meetings. He's been working out, so today was his first day back on the field, and I thought he looked pretty good.
Confident talking before practice that he'd be able to jump back in. How did he look his first
game? Schofield? Yeah, he did well. You know, we played him in there. He played half of the reps today at practice. And once again, it's anytime you've been out, you have to get in football shape, and that's going to be more the key thing. He had the same system in Seattle. So in terms of him coming in here and trying to learn a new system, he doesn't have to do that. He's way ahead of just somebody that you would bring off the street, veteran-type player, and once again trying to get his legs back underneath him. And he had some reps today. We'll see how he responds for tomorrow, and we'll go from there. Well, their offense is really, really good. When you look at it, I think they're third in the National Football League in yards per game. You got Drew, who's one of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League. I think he's playing as good as ever. You know, when you have a team like that where that system has stayed the same for as many years as it's been, you guys know more than me in terms of, I don't have a book in front of me, but him and Sean Payton together for at least 10 years, you know what I mean? It's pretty easy for him. He runs it. He's the coach on the field. He puts him in the right play at the right time. They have got a high-tempo offense, which you have to deal with. They substitute every single down. It's really a nice challenge, okay? He's really accurate from zone coverage to man coverage to back shoulder fades. If you look at the statistics, he spreads the ball around, you know what I mean? It's not only Cook and Sneeds, you know what I mean? The running backs get it, so he does a nice job with that offense. We'll have our have a nice challenge in front of us.
Sneed and Cooks are averaging over 16 yards a catch, but they're talking about the rookie too, Thomas. How are they?
Yeah, Thomas, you know what they do is when you look at what Coach Payton does, he does a really good job of utilizing his personnel in terms of the receiving core. They're all a little bit different, but they all do the things well. You know what I mean? In terms of the Cook kid has really good vertical speed. They use him on jet sweeps, reverses, things of that nature. You know, he can beat you vertical. Where Sneed's a little bit more shifty, you know, he kind of reminds me a little bit like Wes Welker, but he also is a very good route runner. In 13, we've been very impressed, even though his time speed doesn't say it, but I've been impressed the way he comes in and out of breaks as a wide receiver. And then also they utilize all their running backs extremely well. They know what they can do well and what they can't, and they put them in situations where they can succeed.
And the running game, I guess when they have all that, you still got to worry about, you know, Ingram between the tackles.
Well, yeah, you have to do that. You know, once again, they are, when you look at them statistically, they are a passing football team, but they have to be able to run the ball. And our job is the last few weeks we have not played the run well. You got to stop the run to make them throw the ball. I know that sounds crazy, where you have to be successful on first and second down. So when you get to those third downs, they're a little bit more manageable. If you look at us last week, there was a lot of those in that medium range on third and down. We very seldom had in third and long. and it makes it a little bit harder to play those down. So we've got to do a much better job this week on first and second down.
Is he weaving Hightower into the backfield?
Yeah, Hightower, they utilize them all. Really, they've got a number 38, the cadet, I think his name might be. He can beat you with his vertical speed. They get him out in space. They utilize some of the guys, like in the screen game. They do a wonderful job with their screen game. So, like I said, it's a really good, efficient offense with a really good quarterback. It's a system that's been around for a long time at that organization, and it'll be a great challenge for us.